All right.
Good to be here in North Carolina, my home. Yeah.
All right.
Just right off the bat, how many native Southerners do we have? Yeah, just holler, raise your hand, throw some okra, whatever. Whatever feels good. Now, we face stereotypes, don't we? I was traveling abroad recently in New Jersey. Yeah. It's lovely this time of year. And this guy comes up to me after the show. He's like, hey, you from North Carolina? How come you have any crazy Southern accents? So I don't get mad. I just had a little fun with him. I said, well, here's my secret. I've been through redneck rehab. Oh, yeah. At the tender age of 15, I was separated from my wife, our six kids, plucked out of the trailer park and taken to a secret holding unit where they deprived me of pro wrestling, line dancing, and NASCAR. They exposed me to all kinds of new things like shoes and fractions. People think everybody in the South lives in a mobile home? That's ridiculous. What about all the people that live in prison? Hello? Actually, I have lived in a trailer, and I think mobile homes get a bad rap because all you ever hear about trailers is the bad stuff. You know, oh, trailers attract tornadoes, hurricanes, the cast of the TV show Cops. I lived in a trailer for years. We never had a tornado. Now, we did have a flood one year. The riverbanks rose up and washed away 8 trailers. Yeah, 8 trailers were completely washed away. 196 people lost their home. Bad. The police estimated the damage to nearly $13.5. Devastating. We had a nice trailer. It was a 1976 Bicentennial Edition. Yeah, it's true. In 76, they put a bicentennial seal on everything, and the trailer was no exception. It had an American eagle on there. Well, actually, it was a bald eagle, but he had his feathers combed over. Couldn't tell. Cigarette hanging out of his beak. It's classy. There's a lot of good stuff about living in a trailer you just don't hear about. For instance, in all my years living there, never once did I have to worry about ghosts. Yeah. Think about it. You don't ever hear about a ghost haunting a mobile home. If you died in a trailer, you're not going to want to go back in the afterlife. I mean, hell can't be but so bad. At least the heat works. What's a ghost going to do to haunt a trailer? Make the Camaro in your front yard levitate off the blocks? Make the eyes on the velvet Elvis painting move? Wake up at night going, boo, y'all. Boo, y'all. Come home one day, there's a ghost on your couch eating all your Cheetos. You wouldn't be able to see the ghost, just see that orange stuff around his fingers and mouth. Cheese dust. I was doing a show one time in Goldsboro, North Carolina, because I play all the big towns. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, ghosts never haunt mobile homes. This woman in the back is like, oh, yes, they do. My trailer's haunted. I'm like, ma'am, how do you know your trailer's haunted? What does the ghost do? She's like, he turns the lights on and off and knocks on the door. Like, ma'am, that's not the ghost, that's the power company. I bet if you paid your bill, that ghost would leave you alone. I just had a wedding anniversary, yeah. Yes, thank you. The wave of enthusiasm is sweet. Yeah, all right. I know a lot of comedians make fun of being married, but I'm happy. Man, if you can find someone to accept you the way you are, that's a good thing. Because I got my faults, man. I snore for one thing. And my wife, she's tried all kinds of things. She got me these Breathe Right strips. Yeah, it's basically like a piece of duct tape you put on your nose to hold your nostrils open. Now, I got a pretty big nose anyway. Once you duct tape my nostrils open, I look like a warthog. Now I'm not snoring, but my wife has to wake up next to Pumbaa from The Lion King. It's not exactly sexy right there. I'm scared of bugs, too. You ever had a bug? You didn't have any bug spray, so you just spray the bug down with anything you can get your hands on? Turns out you can't kill a spider with Febreze. You're just gonna make him mad. Getting ready for the show tonight, this giant roach came up on me. I hit him up with some cologne. Nothing. Then I got some deodorant. No effect. So then I got the heavy artillery, the Aquanet. I sprayed him in there. He just shook it off and kept going. I didn't kill the roach. I just got him ready for the prom. That roach is wearing more hairspray than a Waffle House waitress. Awesome. I'm glad not to be dating anymore. People give you crazy advice when you're dating. They're like, hey, you want to meet a girl? Go to the grocery store. And come on, that's too hard. I got to worry about what I'm wearing. I got to worry about what to say. Now I got to worry about what's in my basket. Can't be trying to hit on a girl. She looks down my basket, sees some lactose-free milk, Breathe Right strips, and roach spray. That's not a recipe for romance.